The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Today, much is written about education. Lots of studies show that students are not well served by schools. Studies point out high percentages of graduates unable to read at grade level, unable to name our first president, or even find South America on a map. Kids who say the word disgruntled means when a pig loses its voice. Anima means not a friend. Morbid is defined as a higher offer than the previous bid. Varicose means nearby. Caesar was a Roman emperor. And one child said, "Benign is what you be after you be 8. And even in religious education, in a recent survey, 18% of the students identified Joan of Arc as Noah's wife. Take the word Advent. Advent is frequently misunderstood. In the dictionary, Advent is defined as coming. The church has a whole liturgical season called Advent. Advent means waiting, preparing, hoping for the coming of the Lord. And even though it comes around every year, people are still not real sure what Advent is. Lent is easier to pin down. Giving things up, almsgiving, fasting. Christmas is easy. Jesus is born in Bethlehem. Easter, too, Christ rose from the dead. But Advent has never been quite as clear. Secular culture is no help. Thursday's newspaper had an article about making your own custom Advent calendar. Each day had nothing to do with Christ. It listed what gifts we might buy. The church calendar, the liturgical calendar, is circular. We start with Advent, then run through Christmas, Lent, Easter, Ordinary Time, and then back where we started, into another Advent. And of course, real life is not circular, it's linear. Time does not repeat itself every 365 days. It's not like the movie Groundhog Day, when a self-centered man finds a day repeating itself over and over. That's not what the church's liturgical calendar is trying to imply. Advent, though, will not make sense as long as religion is self-centered, when religion is all about us. Religion is about God. If not, then Advent is misunderstood. Life is about Advent. Much of life is sort of an Advent. The church's Advent season recalls the chosen people waiting thousands of years for the Messiah. But when Advent rolls around, we tend to think Christ has already been born 2,000 years ago. We can't pretend during Advent he hadn't been born yet. So then a season called Advent does not seem meaningful. But Advent is what we do much of our lives. Wait, anticipate, look ahead. The woman bracing herself for when her biopsy comes back. Is it clear or is it cancer? She is in Advent. The young man who waits every day, will he be accepted at the college of his choice? He's in Advent. The mother, wide awake well after midnight, anxious to hear the back door open. Her child is home safe. The unemployed father of four, waiting for the phone to ring. He's got an interview. They're all waiting in Advent. We live Advent every day. Advent is part of life. At times we can spend more time on Advent than the present. We wish this or we wish that. We can wish our lives away while not paying much attention to the present, the here and now. Yes, much of our lives is spent in expectation, waiting, yearning. We all live in Advent. We need to live Advent another way. We live in a new Advent. Now we await Christ coming again at the end of time as judge. And unlike everyday Advent, we need to do something. You know, in everyday Advent, we take the test or complete the application, and then we sit around waiting for the results. In this new Advent, we don't just wait, we act. We submitted our application to the eternal kingdom on the day we were baptized. Pope Benedict XVI said people mistakenly think of Advent only as a season before Christ. We cannot live as if he has not yet come. We must live in Christ. There's a simple Latin phrase, suspici aeternitatis. It means under the aspect of eternity. In other words, with the end in mind. Always judge what to do or what not to do in terms of eternity. Consider if this will help me get to heaven or will it hurt my chances. And picture our life's actions playing on huge screens at the ends of the stadium when Christ returns at the end of the world. Consider how they appear. Looking at our lives, subspecie aeternitatis, with an eye to eternity, is the only way to prepare for the final coming of Christ. This is how to live the new Advent. Critics of education today point out lots of flaws in our system. Many students are losing out. They won't be prepared for life. Many Christians today are losing out when it comes to the meaning of Advent, and they won't be prepared for the life to come. We live in Advent every day, waiting, hoping, longing, praying for what only Christ can bring. Advent is not just four Sundays in the church year. We live in a new Advent. And for Christians, there's no such thing as before Christ. Only one thing matters: in Christ. If we're waiting for anything or anyone else, then like today's students, we have a lot to learn. In just a moment, candidates and catechumens will receive the crucifix, the premier sign of our Catholic faith, the faith that we're about to profess, the faith that they will embrace. So, candidates and catechumens, please come forward now, together, as we recite our creed.